Welcome back. Another edition of the Blue and Orange Experience, Volume 4. I'm Lamont Germany. This week on the Experience, we take a look at the week that was for Morgan State University football.
Anthony looks to throw. He'll fling it. End zone. Got him in. Matt Lowe, the tight end. Wide open. Bears on the board.
And an update on what the Morgan State University volleyball team has been up to. And a look ahead to the opening of the 2023 cross-country season for the Blue and Orange. We get things jump-started with the week that was for Morgan State University football. What a week. In Akron, Ohio, the Blue and Orange almost made history. Came close to knocking off the Akron Zips, losing in heartbreaking fashion 24-21. But Morgan, for much of the ball game, had the Zips on the ropes.
Deuce to throw, steps up in the pocket, airs it out. Deep ball, end zone, got him in. Touchdown, Morgan. Bears on the board. Deuce Taylor, rolling to his right, finds Trafe on Pratt.
The first of two touchdown catches for the North Carolina Central transfer, Travion Pratt.
Back to pass. Deuce Taylor flings it. End zone. Catch made. Corner of the end zone. Touchdown, Morgan. Travion Pratt.
Morgan had the lead with less than a minute remaining and possession of the football. That's when disaster struck.
Quarterback, Deuce Taylor. Going to hand off to J.J. Davis. Oh, he fumbled the football. A scoop and a score. Akron on the board. They take the lead with 52 seconds left in the game.
This one hurts. Morgan going to have to find a way to get over it because it's Towson week. Bears will have their home opener this weekend against the Towson University Tigers. Hopefully going to flush all that Akron business out of their system. They fall to Akron 21-17. Record now even at 1-1. Kickoff, however, on Saturday against Towson. Going to be in the air at 6 o'clock. Come one, come all. U Stadium on the Morgan State University campus. Meanwhile, Morgan State volleyball up in the Big Apple in New York over the past weekend. Participating in a tournament hosted by Columbia. Morgan able to get a win. They took on and took out the Manhattan Jaspers. Lost a close one to Columbia and were unable to handle Rutgers. And if Morgan volleyball going to start to build some consistency, going to need consistent play. A senior from Jersey, I speak of Mikayla Billingsley. Always a good thing to bring in a little Jersey flavor into the picture. And speaking of Jersey, we got Morgan State University volleyball player who is a Jersey native.
Yep.
Mikayla, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Let's start with the journey from Jersey to Morgan. I think there was a pit stop in between, upstate,
yeah,
so, downstate, middle of the state,
yeah,
one of them schools.
I went to South Carolina.
Talk to me about that.
Yeah, so my freshman year, I went to South Carolina upstate. It was okay there. I didn't play. I got hurt. So, and it was also COVID year. So I got hurt, and I decided to transfer. And at the time, Ramona was the coach, and she was really heavy on recruiting me. So I was like, let me just take the chance and come to Morgan. And I've been here for the past 3 years. And it's closer to home, way closer to home. I was about 11 hours away before, and now I'm about a good 3 hours, so. Yeah.
Did you know anything at all about Morgan State?
Previously, before going to South Carolina upstate, Ramona was also trying to recruit me, but I just chose to go with upstate. So I knew a little bit of a background, but not too much. She informed me much more, though, once I was entered the transfer portal.
Go back to your first experience on campus here at Morgan. What were your initial impressions, not just of the volleyball program, but of the school in general?
I was just stunned. Where I went before was a PWI, so the atmosphere was just completely different. Here, I don't know, I just felt like it was at home, like the energy, the vibes, even the volleyball, even down to like the lingo that we speak in Jersey is much similar than what they speak in South Carolina. So it just felt more like more at home here.
When you finally got here to Morgan and you settled in, talk to me about the academic and social side, apart from the volleyball side.
Okay. Academics, it's pretty smooth. I've never had an in-person class at Morgan here, actually. I know.
Oh.
People think that's such a shocker, but yeah, I've never had an in-person class here, so it's pretty smooth as far as academics. Social-wise, I talk to a lot of the sports teams. I need to get out more to talk to more of the regular kids.
Let's talk about your game, Mikayla. How would you – I'm going to give you my impressions, but okay. I want you to first give me your observations about your own game, your strengths, your weaknesses, your growth. How would you describe Mikayla Billingsley, the volleyball player?
I like to describe myself as a dog. When I say that, like, I don't care where you put me, I'm going to put out my best foot forward. Some of my weaknesses, of course, is I'm only give one because you can't give all the secrets, but passing is definitely a weakness that is shown, but I've been trying to work on it. And yeah, but whatever I lack in one thing, I try to pick up in something else. So yeah, that's pretty much.
What gets you hype on the floor? Is it that kill that pounds the floor? Is it that block right back in somebody's face? Is it the joy in seeing another teammate get success? What is it that gets Mikayla pumped up?
A little bit of everything. I like the back talk. I like the crowd. I like the energy. I like when my teammate feeds off of my energy and I can feed off of theirs. And even from our bench, like, I love to see everybody smiling and everybody giving energy. That just gives me so much more energy to be my best player, be me.
Since you've been here, there have been some changes, coaching changes,
yeah,
and changes on the roster. Talk to me about that transition and how it has or hasn't impacted you as you've been here over the last few years.
Yeah, the coaching change was kind of a lot. We had a lot of downtime because we didn't have a coach. We were just doing a lot of lifting and open gyms. So coming up this year, we had to do a lot of, like, get back to make sure that we could change into a different culture and a different system that this coach is working with. So I think we're adjusting with it better now, but it definitely was a lot in the moment as far as having that much downtime and then trying to go into a whole new game and a new system and a new way of volleyball type of thing.
Let's go way back, if you can remember, the first time you ever picked up a volleyball, the first time you ever had any interest in the sport. Can you remember back then, and when did you realize I could be pretty good at this?
My first time actually playing volleyball was in eighth grade.
Wow.
You
started late.
I started super late. And I was just using it as an excuse because I didn't want to go home after school. I had nothing to do at home. My brothers were playing sports. So I was like, let me just find a sport to do. Me and my friend went to go play volleyball, and I was actually pretty good at it. So I stuck with it from there. And then high school is when I really started taking it more seriously. A lot of volleyball players, they play club, which is like the after season.
Mm-hmm.
Once you finish high school season, you play club, which is like a high school season. You travel and you do all of this. So once I got into club, I grew so much love for the sport. I just loved competing with all these different teams. I loved the traveling. I loved it all.
Let's talk about this team this year. You got a couple of wins.
Yeah.
How good does it feel to register some W's?
Yeah, it feels amazing. We struggled the previous 2 years, not because our team was bad, but we just didn't have a strong team dynamic to pull out the wins. So it feels really good that we're able to pull out these wins this year. Starting very much early, I feel like this sets off for when we get into real season. We have a lot of new faces, so that is what we really had to work with. But the new faces and us trying to work together is really helping us, and we're pulling out wins. And we did two back-to-back.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Make a habit of it. You've been here long enough to assess the talent that's in the conference, the MEAC conference.
Yes.
You see the talent around you on your roster.
Mm-hmm.
How competitive do you think this team can be this year once you get into MEAC play in a few weeks down the road?
I think we can be great. We can be very, 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 very competitive. We just have to want it really bad. I feel like that's where we may have lacked. We have the talent. We have the energy. We just need to make sure that we portray it every time that we step on the court, every time we leave it all on the court, 110%. If we do that, I feel like we will keep up with these teams, if not pull out these wins.
Because you've been on the roster for a while, do you view yourself as a leader, somebody who sets the standard? Are you vocal like that? Are you comfortable in that role? Do you view yourself as somebody who's a part of the leadership of the team?
Yes, I do view myself as a part of leadership. our coach calls it like leadership council. She doesn't really like to call it captains, but me and Justice are a part of the leadership council. But this role, I don't take it for granted. Anybody can be a leader. And something that I may be a great leader in, somebody else may be a great leader in something else. So I don't take nothing, none of it for granted. I try to be the best leader in what I know how to lead in. And yeah, I go from there.
What's your favorite thing to do that has absolutely nothing to do with volleyball?
I love. I got three things for you.
Okay.
I love to do hair. I really love to do hair. I skate.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Oh, okay.
I really skate. And I like to draw.
Oh, well, you got skills.
Yeah.
Oh, but after your Morgan career is done, do you see yourself playing volleyball beyond college? Is your interest in the sport, passion for the sport, something that you might want to continue? Or you just haven't gotten to that point in your decision-making yet?
I definitely have thought about it. It's still kind of questionable. I haven't totally thrown the idea out the window, but I really want to see where my career is at that point, because I do like doing hair, and I'm a business major, so I want to see where I can go with that. If not, I don't mind playing for a few extra years. Definitely not my whole life, though.
Do you play, have you played any other sports?
I ran track my freshman year of high school. Yeah, okay. My freshman year, I was a dual sport athlete, and then I had to pick one.
Were you a sprinter?
I guess you could
distance?
Say that. I ran 400.
Oh, 400
relays.
Oh, 400 is a killer race.
Oh, my goodness.
You got to be grown up. That ain't no plaything, the 400.
Volleyball,
so what was it that gave volleyball the edge over track?
I didn't like the track practices. I like competing for track.
All right.
But the track practices were too much. Volleyball practice seemed a little more fun and like the actual game. So I didn't mind doing that. And I like traveling with volleyball. And it was indoor. Much easier. I didn't have to deal with the weather and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of an easy choice for me.
One thing that's different about this year, when Coach Z first showed me the schedule, I couldn't believe how many home matches there were. There was like, I think I counted 14.
Yeah.
And I don't remember having that many home matches in past years.
Yeah.
Does that make a difference for you, or do you, can you get down anywhere, or is it special to actually have matches here at home on campus?
I can get down anywhere, but I do love having it at home. The energy that we have here is amazing, and the support that we get, especially from the other sports teams, and then especially it being our senior year for, I think, a good five of us, having more home games just, I don't know, it's just much better for the year, and we can get that even support and all of the support that we could get and the love. I like having all the home games.
Volleyball is obviously a very physically demanding sport. You're always going to have some bumps and bruises,
yeah.
But generally speaking, how healthy are you?
I'm going to say I'm pretty healthy. I do have a knee injury, but I don't let it affect me.
Okay.
Probably wouldn't be able to tell, but my knee has been hurting all week. But I just go out. I do proper treatment and pregame regimen to get myself ready before the games, and I go out there, do what I can, go from there. I'm going to give a percentage. I'm going to say I'm 100%.
Okay.
I'm
saying all right. Healthy. There you go. 100%. That works for me.
Yeah.
110% work
right,
better,
right.
But I'll take 100%. Mikayla Billingsley, thank you for joining us on the Blue and Orange Experience, and I just need you to make a promise. We're going to keep track of you and the volleyball team throughout the rest of the season. We're going to come at you again just to check in.
Okay.
To see how things are going. Is that okay with you?
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
All right.
Here.
That's a date then.
Yeah.
All right. We're
going to
do
that.
Mikayla, thank you so very much. Good luck for the rest of the season as the Lady Bears look to compete for the MEAC in 2023.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thanks for jumping on board, everybody. I'm Lamont Germany. This has been the Blue and Orange Experience.